really better, though. I'd have to take it back. I like to pick at Brother Joseph a little bit and keep him on his toes, you know. Hallelujah. God's been good to us, church. What I feel here this morning is worth everything, everything anybody ever gave up for Jesus. If you think you gave up something to become a Christian, I want you to know that's an illusion. You took up some things, brother. You got a hold of something that's richer than this world ever has anything to compare with. I'm glad I'm a Christian. I think that's Brother Galloway, isn't it? Brother James, it's so good having you with us. Hallelujah. I don't think anybody's ever been to his door, but we knocked on it and left some material there, and here he came. And we're just glad he's here, aren't we? Just glad he's here. It's just a joy. Oh, I'm ready to preach. And I don't want to get ahead of myself, because when I get in too big a hurry, I preach too fast. Well, I don't have my translator this morning, so I can go fast as I want to. I'm sorry, they're begging me to slow down. And boy, that's hard for a man been preaching 60-some years. But I'll do my best. I want us to worship another moment, would you? Would you throw your heart wide open and worship and keep it open for the word, will you? Keep it open singing.
Once I was clothed in the rags of my sin, I was wretched and poor, lost and lonely within. But there was one with compassion. He's the King of all kings, and in pity and love, He took me under His wings. Oh, yes, oh, yes, I'm a child of the King, and His royal blood now flows through my veins. I, who was wretched and poor, now can sing. Oh, praise God, praise God. I'm a child of the King. And I, who was wretched and poor, now can sing. Praise God, praise God. Child of the King. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm a child of the King, and His royal blood now flows through my veins. And I, who was wretched and poor, now can sing. God, praise God, I'm a child of the King.
When God created you, He made you a very, very special creature. When God created you, He not only gave you lips, a mouth, a tongue, but those three items of your body has a capacity that is truly incredible. You can speak the language of those around you. Full of the Holy Ghost, you can speak the language of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. If you have learned it, you can speak the language of the Spanish people, and the Italians, and the French, and many, many languages of the world. It's amazing. I have a granddaughter-in-law, who speaks fluently five languages. Five languages. It's amazing the capacity of the human ability to talk, to think words, to even sing words. There's just something special about how God made you. Nothing in all of creation matches the human creature and the many capacities of the human creature. I want to preach this morning on either darkness or special light is present in your lips. Either darkness or light is present in your lips. You have a capacity with your mouth, your lip, your tongue to speak marvelously. And this part of your body is recognized in the Bible over and over and over. With a little calculation, I discovered that the lips and the tongue and the mouth together are manifest in the Bible 995 times. God must understand that there's something important about the human capacity to speak. He must have known there was some kind of life there that the world as a whole doesn't even recognize. You see, your lips are actually the means of reflecting your soul. Your lips are not just the means of reflecting the body. Sure it does. Yes, it reflects the body. But much deeper. Your lips reflect your soul. It reflects that inner man. That inner person. That controlling part of your being. That controlling member of your human temple. Human capacity. That's right there. It's a soulical matter. It's a soulical expression. It flows out of the inner being. And for that reason, God has given us many scriptures. Turn, if you would, to Proverbs, division 10. Proverbs 10. Now I want to read a little bit about the tongue. And then you'll need to go with me to James 3. James 3. But this is something gravely important this morning, and God has poured it into my heart. My wife suggested he gave it to me for me. I think she probably knows better than anybody else around here about it. So I'm just going to accept he gave it to me for me. But I just got to give it with you. Hallelujah. I've got to share it with you. The book of Proverbs 10:20. The tongue of the just is as choice silver. Did you hear that? The tongue of the just. That's those who've been made holy by the blood of Jesus. The tongue of the just is as choice silver. The heart of the wicked is little worth. The lips of the righteous feed many. The lips of the righteous feed many. But fools die for want of wisdom. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. And he addeth no sorrow with it. Then go to verse 29. No, 30. The righteous shall never be removed, but the wicked shall not inherit the earth. The mouth of the just bring forth wisdom. The mouth of the just bring forth wisdom, but the forward tongue shall be cut out. Does that mean in judgment, as the men and women go to hell, God's going to cut out their tongue that they can no longer speak? I can't answer that. The lips of the righteous knoweth what is acceptable, but the mouth of the wicked speaketh forwardness. The mouth of the wicked speaketh forwardness. Now the great book of James, one of the special servants of the Lord. Go to chapter 3, verse 2. I won't read much of this. I'd like to read the whole chapter. But I will not. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man. You got to hear this. In many things we offend all. We offend all. If any man offend not in words, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle his whole body. If you can handle your tongue, you can handle the rest of your body. If you can't handle your tongue, your whole body becomes a very unsettled instrument of darkness. No question. Behold, we put bits in the horse's mouth that they may obey us. And we turn about their whole body. Behold, also the ship, which though they be so great and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm. Whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so the tongue is a little matter, a little member. Even so the tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Anytime you hear a boasting tongue, stop. Be careful. Don't say nothing. Just watch. Pretty good advice, would you say? Because the boasting tongue is in trouble, really. Even, verse 5, even so the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. Have you ever seen the tongue of a person stir up the whole crowd unto a fury? Have you ever been part of a church where a tongue got busy, and before you knew it, the whole congregation was in a great difficulty? Oh, yes. No question about it. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire. Now, you got to hear all of this. A world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members that it defileth the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature. Now, your nature is in your soul. Okay? That's where the Adamic nature is resident, in your soul. You understand this? So notice what he said. That, let me read the whole verse. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members that it defileth the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature. And it is set on fire of hell. How many still love me after reading all of that? You may be seated. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, this your servant this morning is really determined and committed to preaching what you have poured into his heart. And it's my delight to accept the fact that these words are just as real for me as they shall ever be for anybody else. That I am, as a minister, subject to the great truth of this Bible as I expect my congregation to be subject. And I want you to talk to me, God, way down inside. You've already been doing it. Reshota Barayabi. What's the more? How about somebody lifting up a right hand and say, God, give us some advice this morning that will change the course of our life, that will make us vessels of honor even greater than we have ever been. I must read a verse before I preach to you. It's in verse 20, chapter 22 of Psalms. Chapter 22 of Psalms. It says, my strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaws. And thou hast brought me into the dust of death. And thou, the tongue, hast brought me into the dust of death. Then I've got to read Proverbs 18 and verse 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Either way, death, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Life, they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. That's what he's saying. He's saying your death and your life is in the power of your tongue. And if you love it, you love the fruit of it, good or bad, then it affects your whole life. There is no way to separate the human tongue, the human lips, the human mouth from the essence of your life. There's no way. You are part of it. It is a part of you. Now, I want to mention four things as I preach this morning that I want you to think about. Think about what your tongue, your lips, has to do with your personal life. How does it affect you? How does it affect your walk with God? How does it affect your spiritual commitment? How does it affect your testimony? How does it affect your influence over other people? It's all about you concerning your lips and your tongue. Then I want you to think about your family. What does your conversation exercises do for your family? Do you talk a language that your family can never forget, good or bad? Do they? We have kids here in school in the bottom grades that can talk some dirty talk. They have to be disciplined. I mean utterly disciplined to keep nasty words out of their mouth. Now, they didn't learn it from us, but they learned it. So you need to understand, your tongue affects your family. Your tongue affects your family. Never forget. This is kind of a little, a jovial thing. But this dad and mom took their several kids to church one Sunday morning. And they was watching mom and dad. They wasn't used to church as a whole. It was kind of a new experience to them. And they saw daddy drop a dollar bill in the offering plate. And they got home. And it was just a long time at lunch. They were crucifying the preacher. They were crucifying the church. All they could see was all the bad. There's a little son, very attentive, very knowledgeable, quite learned it. He said, "But Dad, that was a pretty good show for a dollar. That was a pretty good show for a dollar. They got out of it what they put into it." And that little son could see that. So the family, your home, your children, they're learning. You're the teacher. You're their first teacher. Then the house of God. Think about the tongue as it relates to God's house, as it relates to the fellowship of the saints, the togetherness, the unity, the love, the effectiveness. What are we doing for our community? What are we doing for those around us? Our tongue. You need to think seriously and make sure you consider that. And then, don't forget the fourth of these things, God. God's watching. Did you know that he even knows your thoughts afar off, much less your tongue? He even knows what you are thinking. He knows that somebody's sitting here thinking about something beside my preaching right now. He knows that. He knows you've come to church, but you're so tied up in the world that all you can think about is some pleasure thing, some experience. See, God knows all about you. So let this matter of your ability to speak, your ability to sing, your ability to give forth wisdom, your ability to sound crude and evil, let God be brought into the equation. And think about that, will you? Will you do that for me? Now, again, I want to talk about how important your lips are. I mean, you're talking about some kind of tremendous ability. Listen to these dear people here sing. Listen to the harmony of their music. Listen to that. It all comes out of this ability for the use of our mouth and our tongue and our lips, that it's a place that can be glorious, and we all can rejoice, and we can feel excitement, and we can get happy over the sound of music that comes from somebody's lips. Think about a man of God, full of the Holy Ghost, who waits on his face with God and brings forth words of wisdom to us and words of understanding that excites us and encourages us for a deeper and more wonderful life. Oh, I love it. The word lips is in the Bible 323 times. The word tongue is in the Bible 195 times. And the word mouth is in the Bible 415 times. And all of these speak of the importance that God's placing on this wonderful ability and capacity that you have. It really is overwhelming. It is just absolutely marvelous. Oh, I love it. I love speaking. I love talking. I love good discussions. I love these things. They can be so wonderful. I get with Brother Joey Yates, and we begin to talk about the Bible. We don't talk about anything else. Neither one of us are very smart. We just love our Bible, you know. We just love the Holy Book. And we get to talking about the Bible, and we go deeper and deeper. And we both just always getting these inspirations by the Holy Ghost. And we call each other. I read this last night. You know, some of my best inspirations have come in the nighttime. You know, the Bible speaks of, and this is in Psalms, of musing in your heart until your heart begins to burn. And then from the burning of the heart that follows the musing of the mind. All of this is not words spoken out beyond your lips, but words formed within your lips, within your mouth, within your tongue. And those words that are formed within are sometimes more wonderful and powerful than those words formed without. So what you think about is extremely important. I remember as a young Christian, I was working at the Quonset Hut in Western Electric back in Burlington, North Carolina. And I was striving and preparing for the ministry. And I was giving all I had. You see, when I was saved, I couldn't even read. I'd learned to read with the Bible. Here I was about 3 years a Christian, and I'm trying to fill myself with that holy book. And I remember it was the year of 1900, and let me see if I can say it right here, 1964 maybe, or 65. I remember writing a scripture on my hand on my way to work one day. I'd read it in the Bible. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, my Lord and my Redeemer. And I memorized that scripture at the Quonset Hut in Black Mountain, Burlington, North Carolina, 66 years ago. And I guess I've quoted that scripture 10,000 times, trying to keep my mouth in gear, trying to keep my thinking under tow, trying to make sure I am full of nothing but the Bible and the Bible and then some more of the Bible. There's three things you need to have a great Christian life, and that's the Bible and then the Bible and then some more of the Bible. Hallelujah. And it's not good enough to read it like an English book. It's the infallible Word of God. It's the holy book. Hallelujah. It came from heaven. Oh, great is the Lord. You talk about something to memorize. This book needs to be written all over your mind, all over your thoughts. Now, let's talk about the great death and darkness that's in the tongue. The great death and darkness that's in the tongue. If all you talk about is just this world and even the good things of the world, you cannot build a spiritual life in that fashion. If you want to build a spiritual life, your lips have got to become filled with the Holy Bible. I don't mean you can't talk about what you like to eat and you want to go fishing or just a little bit of those using the world, the Bible says, but not abusing it. Oh, yes, but you've got either life or death building. You got to understand this. Now, think about it with me. Right now, this week of your life, you're building for the kingdom, or you're building for darkness, and whichever it is, it will be reflected in the things you talk about. and the things you say and the conversations you bring up and the conversations you're happy with. I get amazed at my children. They were raised in a very spiritual atmosphere, and we loved God. We taught them right. And I don't know anything but God. And oh, they talk to me. Oh, they say to me every once in a while, why can't you talk about some things we enjoy talking about? I just don't want to talk about those kind of things. Yeah, they may be good things, and I'm not against them. And I'll try, you know, a few minutes to say a few things on that level that are clean and good. But that's not my conversation. I belong to the King. I want to meditate in his word day and night. I want to live in this holy Bible. God forbid that anything come across my mind except praise and honor and adoration to him. Because I'm building up a spiritual man. I'm building up a vessel for God. I'm building up a creature for his kingdom. I'm trying to become strong in the Holy Ghost. Listen to me. If you want to have a furnace, you got to put something in that burns. If you want a furnace, you got to put something in that makes it hot. If you really want a good fire, build it out of hickory wood. Right? You put a pine log in there, and it's gone in 25 minutes, less. But you put a hickory log in there, it'll burn a while. The Bible is a hickory log. Did you hear me? Say it with me, will you? The Bible is a hickory log. Meditate, feel it, talk about it. Make it your reputation. Make it your delight. Make it your joy. I'm here to tell you that anything of the mouth that's not of the holy book will do damage to you. Now, let's go. I want to really give you the word this morning. I don't want to just give you something light. Psalms 5:9. Open your Bible. Everybody, please. Psalms 5:9. Now, I may lead you to end with a shout, but I'm not trying right now to get a shout out of you. I'm trying to affect your life. Psalms 5:9. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulchre. They flatter with their tongue. Now, did you hear that? You got to listen. These words are Holy Ghost words. They're not Joe Chambers. These are Holy Ghost words. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Have you ever seen people that they never say anything that sounds like faithfulness to God and the Word? The church is full of those kind of people. Forgive me. I'm not criticizing you. I'm just telling you what I see. Many places I go, their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulchre. You know what a sepulchre is? That's a place you bury the dead. And so the throat of people is like an open sepulchre. They're talking death. They're talking death. They're talking destruction. All right, go a little further. 22 and 15. 22 and 15. I read that a while ago, but I'll read it again. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaws. And those that bought, and thou hast bought me into the, thou hast brought me into the dust of death. Now here's a person whose tongue is full of filth, whose mouth is full of wickedness, who doesn't know how to talk anything but things that are like death inside their being, and it brains them until they are like the dust of death. They're just a walking skeleton, a walking dead man, a walking dead woman, because their tongue has brought death. I don't know whether you feel what I'm feeling this morning, but I think of so many who have no sense of our lips of righteousness and holiness and purity. And oh God, help us to get this great truth in us this morning. Go to 39:1. Let me read this to you. I said, I will take heed to my ways. that I sin not with my tongue. I will take heed to my ways that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle. Can you imagine a man walking around with a bridle around his face so he can keep his big mouth shut? Somebody look at me and smile, please. Oh, your lips have the capacity of life or death. I want you to say it with me. My lips are the source, the expression of either life or death. I want my lips to be holy. Does anybody feel sick? Oh, in these last years of my life, I'm coming down to the wire, coming down to the end. Brother Beatty, I've just got to have these words to become more powerful than they've ever been. I got to read it again. I said, I will take heed to my ways that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle. Whew. Sometimes we had some bridles in our world that we could help people with. But really, if it's in the heart, it's going to come out whether you hear it or whether you don't hear it. In the book of Psalms 52:2, the tongue deviseth mischief like a sharp razor working deceitfulness. Or working deceivingly. Or working deceitfully. My mouth is like a razor. Have you ever known somebody that had a razor mouth? I know a young man. I love him so dearly. I weep for him and I pray for him. I'm not kidding you. I've been praying for this young man lately with all my heart. I've been laying on my face with God and saying, God, I'm taking and naming. I'm taking his sins on me. And I'm bearing his sins for him. And I'm going to bear him, God, until you get a hold of his heart, until you change him. Because his tongue is like a razor. His tongue is like a razor. He'd rather cut me than eat when he's hungry. But is it going to hurt me or bother me? Oh, no. I'm going to get on my face and I'm going to say, God, you put that young man's sins right on my heart. And I'll weep and I'll sob and I'll repent of him, God. And I'll do everything I can to turn him around. He's not going to go to hell and point his finger in my face. If he goes to hell, he's going to know when he gets there, Joe Chambers had nothing to do with it. Is that okay? How many believe in this kind of Christianity? Oh, I love that verse. Oh, it says the tongue deviseth mischief like a sharp razor. You can go to 57:4. Thou lovest all devouring words, O thou deceitful tongue. Thou lovest all devouring words, O thou deceitful tongue. And one more verse, if I might read it, is 139:4. 139:4. You got to hear this verse. It says, thou compasseth my path and my lying down and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. There's not a word in my tongue, but thou knowest it altogether. God is keeping a record of my words. God is keeping a record of all that comes out of my tongue. God is keeping a record of all of it. Raise your right hand and help me, will you? God's talking to us this morning. God's going to turn somebody's life upside down before we leave here this morning. He's going to do it because that's his will. That's his purpose. That's his desire. Now I want to go to the next level. That's the level of darkness. That's the level of destruction. But there's a level of beauty. There's a level of holiness. A level of wisdom. And I love it. I got so happy reading these scriptures. I got so happy shouting over these verses, saying, God, turn me around, turn me upside down, make something different out of me, fill me with words that are beautiful, words that are wonderful, words that are precious. Go with me, if you would, to Psalms 126. Psalms 126. Psalms 126, verse 2. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue was singing. Then said thou among the heathens, the Lord, hath done great things for them. Somebody help me shout now. We're talking about a happy tongue. We're talking about a holy tongue. We're talking about a holy mouth. We're talking about lips that talk the praise and the glory and the majesty of God. Well, I can hardly preach. Hallelujah. 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 Let's go a little further. Let's go backward a little bit. 119, 172 Psalms. My tongue shall speak of the word, for all thy commandments are righteousness. My tongue shall speak of the word. That's the word of God, forever settled in heaven. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. For all thy commandments are righteousness. Do you love the Bible? You love the Bible. Oh, I love Psalms 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the congregation of the righteous. But his delight is in the laws of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. That's the word of God filled in your mind with unspoken words. That's words that are there, but you don't utter them except to yourself. Hallelujah. And you devour and meditate in the laws of the Lord day and night. And what does he say about such a man? You shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf shall not wither, and all that he doeth shall prosper. Great day. Now let's turn over to Proverbs to get a few. The book of Proverbs. Let's start with Proverbs 10 and 20. I've already read it to you, but I want to read it again. 10 and 20. Just that one verse. The tongue of the just is as a choice silver. And you know, they don't make money out of silver no more. Used to be. I said your tongue. It's like a choice silver. Do you know what the old timers going out west on great bands of wagons and covered wagons? I was trying to say covered wagons. You know what they used to do? How many know what they used to do? They'd put jugs of milk and jugs of water in their on their covered wagons. And they'd drop a silver dollar in it. They'd drop a silver dollar in the jugs of water. One silver dollar for every jug. Because they knew that silver was a cleansing. It would kill bacteria. And the milk would last many days longer. The waters would stay pure many days longer. Because that silver would purify the milk. Or purify the water. Or kill the bacteria. That's how precious silver can be. And he said, your tongue is like silver. Hallelujah. How many of you got a tongue that's like silver? There's some of you that talking to you is such a joy. And I'm not saying that some of you it's not a joy to talk to you. I'm just telling you there's something special about people that will only talk the things of God. They just want to talk about Jesus. They want to talk about the cross. Let's see if we can get another one or two. Let's go. Well, we read it too also, but 31. Let me read it. The mouth of the just bringeth forth wisdom. The mouth of the just bringeth forth wisdom, but the froward tongue shall be cut out. Then go to 12:18. 12:18. There is that soweth, that speaketh like the piercing of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health. Did you see that word? H-E-A-L-T-H. You know what health is? That's a healthy body, a healthy mind. A healthy experience. He said the tongue of the wise is health to their life. When you speak words, carefully speak words of purity and words of wisdom and words of holiness, you're building up the health of your body. You talk mess, you're killing your body. One more if we might, 15 and 4. 15 and 4. Oh, I can't believe I've kept this in order, but I did by the grace of God. It says, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life. Would everybody in here say that with me? Come on, together, out loud. Is your tongue wholesome? Or is your tongue full of daggers? Have you ever heard somebody talk and there was a dagger in every line? A dagger in every verse? I've been around it. I cannot handle it. I've been guilty myself in times in my life of saying things I should not have said. And I want you to know this week, I've done some tall praying for God to sanctify these lips of mine and make them so pure that you can't hear nothing but praise and glory and honor coming out of my lips. Now, I know I've probably already preached my time up, but I got one more thought, and you got to get this one. Listen to me. How many of you are Pentecostal? Come on, slip your hand way up. You are Pentecostal. You're Pentecostal, Savannah. Come on, raise your hand. I love that little gal. You're Pentecostal. May not be all the way there, but you're on your way. You know what? If you're Pentecostal, did you know why the Holy Ghost chose speaking in tongues as the fullness of the sign that you just received the baptism of the Holy Ghost? He knew that was an unwickedness an unbridledness in every human life. And so when the Holy Ghost comes, if you really get the real Holy Ghost, and I've heard a lot of tongues that sound about as real as a pig in a slop jar, you know. It was just so far away. There was no ring in it. There was no joy in it. It didn't thrill my soul because it was sounding brass and tinkling cymbal. But I want to tell you something. When the real Holy Ghost starts talking, he's talking through a tongue that's been sanctified. And if you want to get the baptism of the Holy Ghost, don't even seek the Holy Ghost, just seek a sanctified life. And when you get sanctified, you can't keep the Holy Ghost out. How many believe that? Let me see your hand. You believe that? You believe that, Brother Leggett? You get good and sanctified, you can't keep the Holy Ghost out. Hallelujah. He's going around looking for a sanctified vessel. Hallelujah. And as soon as he finds one, he sets upon it. Hallelujah. Marshall! Oh, I feel like shouting. God came to us in the baptism of the Holy Ghost and took hold of this unruly evil that's full of deadly poison. Sanctified by the blood, it became an instrument of heaven. And this 120 on the day of Pentecost, they began to speak in other languages. Everybody there from multicultural countries heard somebody in their own tongues wherein they were born. And these speakers was all Galileans, and they said they're nothing but a bunch of drunks. Well, they said it's but the third hour of the day. That's 9 o'clock. How could we already be drunk? Hallelujah. This is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, saying, in the last day, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And the first thing that happened was they began to talk in the heavenly language. If you want to be spiritual, you start praying in the Holy Ghost on a regular basis. You say, I can't do that. He has to do this talking. Well, you get yourself good and sanctified and completely yielded, and you'll be available. He'll do the talking. Hallelujah. You don't have to put on speaking in tongues. In fact, you can't put it on. If you try to put it on, you're just blaspheming him. But you just turn this over to him. My vessel belongs to him. I'm just an old country preacher. Man, sometimes I feel, somebody said to me the other day, why do you ask people if you preach good? Because I never feel really good about me. I was raised by an alcoholic dad. We were raised to be very, very helpless when it came to self-esteem. And you don't have that in an alcoholic home. We never had it. In fact, they say that alcoholic children are subject to addiction worse than any other culture of people in the world. I've never touched it because I know I may be subject to it. I just want to be pure. I just want to stay holy. Well, I want to tell you something. This is his vessel. It belongs to him. It don't belong to me. I'm not much, but I'm his. Hallelujah. And you don't have to be much to be his. And that he takes the little and makes something out of it. He wanted to do that for every one of you in this building. He wants you to be a vessel of honor, meet for the master's use. He wants to pour forth his wisdom through you. Somebody raise your hand with me and help me praise the Lord a minute. I'm preaching to you a truth this morning, and God wants to take over your life. He wants to sanctify your tongue. He wants to sanctify the thinking capacity of your being until you don't even think that junk of the world. He wants to fill you with the Holy Ghost until you pray and speak in the light. I tell you, one of the most beautiful things in the world is somebody speaking in tongues when it's really real. So, God chose our tongue, that unruly part of our being, but now it's sanctified. Now it belongs to him. And so he pours his Holy Ghost upon it. And suddenly that old tongue that can be so nasty, that can be so ugly, that can be so poisonous, suddenly is talking in the Father's tongue. Think about that. God wants you to be his. God wants to sanctify everything that comes out of your lips. He knows your thoughts are far off. He knows all about you, and he wants to guide your lips to bring glory. Can you think of anything, in closing now, can you think of anything more than these old lips? Just like everybody else's lips, but they get good and sanctified, and suddenly they become like the instruments of choice silver. And suddenly they become the sound of melody and praise. And suddenly glory begins to sweep out of you. And you begin to bless the whole congregation. I'll guarantee you, if somebody in this building, somebody that's probably never done this before, would suddenly stand up and start speaking maybe a message in the Holy Ghost, that was so real that heaven anointed it, this whole congregation would come alive just like that. I've seen it. Because somebody full of the Holy Ghost was allowing themselves to be used of God. And I kind of have the feeling that God would like to start doing that among us. If we'll just get used, yielded to him. If we'll just get this, I mean, you keep this tongue right all week. Don't you go around out there finding fault with somebody, running your mouth. There's plenty of things to gripe about. Are you looking for something to gripe about? I can give you 120 or 200. How many you want? But if you're not, I can give you some reasons to praise him. He saved you. You had an old dirty heart. You were so dirty, you almost smelled. Am I right or wrong? I know I was. I was one dirty, dirty kid. I mean, I could cuss a streak. They used to sit around the pool room table while I played pool and cussed with my friends. And oh, they marveled that I had such a sharp tongue of cussing. Isn't that amazing? That a bunch of old men are so dirty that they laugh at this kid who's running his mouth because he's a smart aleck. I was. You say you still are. Just stay out of my business, will you? But I want to be his. How about you? Raise your hand if you're with me this morning. How many of you want a lip that's full of holiness? Stand up with me, would you? And start praising God with everything that's inside of you. Let the praise of God come out of you like a river. Let the praise of God flow from you with all of his beauty and his power. It's a behoyah and his glory. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you, God wants to take us and use us for his glory. He wants to change us. He wants to make us sanctuaries of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, that God may have his way in this place. Oh, that God may work his glories among us. That God may help us to be the church he wants us to be. Sister Angel, if you don't mind playing for us. Brother Joseph, if you don't mind singing for us. Your sweetheart, too, if she would like. Now, I want you to stand here, raise your hand and pray. I want us to pray, Holy Ghost, have your way now. Whoever you want to change in this building. Oh, God, working Brother Galloway's life. You already working, God. Make a mighty Holy Ghost vessel out of him. Working other lives in this building. You're hungry for God. You're hungry for what God can do in your life. You want Christ coming in and taking over. You'd like to give your heart to Jesus. Somebody. Listen to me, church. Somebody. God wants you to give your life to him this morning. He's talking to you right now. Don't wait a moment. Jump up before he can talk you out of it and come to this altar. I'm coming to give my life to Christ. I'm coming to set myself as his vessel. I will be his for his glory. Would you come? Come quickly. Come quickly. In the name of the Lord. Oh, I felt that, man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody? All right. I won't beg you. You got to get ready yourself. If you'd rather go to hell than have this, I can't stop you. But I want to tell you, there's nothing like having a life that's set apart for God. Everybody praying. Everybody praying. Everybody seeking the face of God. Singing. Singing for the
Lord. Prepare.
Oh, I like this. To be a sanctuary.
To be a sanctuary.
Raise your hand as they sing.
Pure and holy.
Oh, Sarah.
Tried and true.
I like that. Oh, I like that. Hallelujah, man.
And with
I want God to use you, man. I want him to use you, fellas. Hallelujah.
I'll be a living
sanctuary.
Sanctuary.
For you.
For you.
God bless you, young man, with your arm up over there. I love that.
Oh, yes, keep it up. Lord, prepare.
I love that. I love that. Lift your hand up if you really want to be.
Be a sanctuary.
Pure and simple. Pure. Pure.
Pure and
holy.
Holy.
Tried and true. Tried and true.
Tried and true.
Anybody want to come to Christ? Anybody want to come
and
to the Redeemer? It's time to come. The hour's late. I would not doubt a moment if there was no church here next Sunday. We'd just be over on the other side shouting with the saints. Wouldn't that be something wonderful?
Sanctuary.
I'd be like to be there next Sunday. Would you like to be there next Sunday, brother from Father? Hallelujah. Brother Lincoln, hallelujah. Now meet me in this altar, would you? Everybody that wants the Holy Ghost to have your vessel. You want your lips to be full of purity and holiness. Let's gather in this altar. Let the Holy Ghost have his way. Let the shout rise in your